Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Oh, God, forgive me for my sins. I made it home like I was innocent. Pray before I left, oh God, forgive me for my sin and shit. And you the one that chose a life, now man, I'm type of sentencing. Every nigga rhyming, gon' get busy, we are menaces. My circus small, no, I can hang with niggas, they all throwing off. Got a nest of her, think she act different, but stop showing off. If women get expensive, I can't tell you what this horn cost. Manifest this paper, I'll go double before I blow
never
it off.
Never thought I'd make it, I might still look where I started at. If my brand new to life, I live, she'll have a heart attack. Made it at my hood, but best believe that's where my heart is at. And I was younger, dumb, they gave me lashes like you smart enough. Think of what my dick was never me. Go try another dude.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. I'm Big. B Fines, a.k.a. the lover man.
Big and Lazy.
Two special guests, man. We got a returning guest, man. Let them know who you are, man.
I'm 4 CPAC, man.
I'm Lil K. Whoever count, Lil K.
Whoever count.
The biggest CBK.
Man, appreciate y'all stopping by, man. How y'all feeling?
For sure. Feeling good, man.
Feeling good.
And what's the 4C stand? What's the
forever counting? It's like just forever counting everything. Forever counting the days of your life. Forever counting the money you gave. Forever counting all the blessings you receive. Forever counting all them times when people counted you out. You know, forever counting. No, you never count nothing out. You just forever counting.
I like life. It, man.
Yeah.
I like it, man. It ain't all about the money. Like you said, blessings, life.
Everything.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The best things in life are free, man. I'm telling you.
Man, right. I'm telling you. Love. You can't buy love.
Yeah, you can't.
You can buy fake love.
You can buy fake love.
But at the end of the day, you can't buy love. And somebody going to love you regardless if they love you. If they don't love you, they don't love you. You can't, oh, I'm going to buy you some purses and all this shit and make you love me. Nah, you'll just make them appreciate you more than they appreciate anybody else. You know, that like I ain't gonna lie, like a woman, you'll buy all these purses, and then the moment you can't buy no purses, she's gone.
Right,
that's not love.
And that's the like, dudes, ain't nothing wrong with it if you got it, but
yeah, if you got it, you got it.
But don't be crying, like
man,
when she's ready to do.
Yeah, if you came out the, you know, with the money,
that's on you.
Yeah, you just, that's the red flag, you know, because when that money's gone, she's gone too, my boy.
Not really.
She's out of here, man.
So this is the Big and Lazy podcast, man. Hey, man, give us something good to eat and something good to watch, man.
Shit, I'm going to say. What you mean by good to eat and good what? What you mean by that?
You give us something good, like a good, you know, somewhere we can go, like. Some one of your favorite foods, you know, something you like to eat.
Shit, I like to go Twin Peaks, you feel me? Like a little game night type of night, a little night out with the guys.
You talking about out there on Shelbyville Road?
Yeah, that's my
shit. Oh, man, I heard it's a good place.
That's
what is
my shit.
Lovely.
So you say it's a game night?
It's like a little.
That's where we go all the time.
You feel me?
Really? I got to try it out, man. I heard good things about
that
it, man.
Good.
Good looking woman, good food.
Uh-huh. Real shit.
Real talk, man.
And give us something good to watch.
What you mean? Like a movie?
TV show?
TV show.
Podcast?
Shit.
Falls on all platforms.
Shit. Watch the Big and Lazy podcast. Well,
let's get it.
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
Watch it all day, every day. Not Big and Lazy on YouTube and Instagram, TikTok, anywhere.
Man, that's the first time ever that a guest has plugged us, man. I'm telling you, these are some real niggas right here, man. But you heard him. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you can find social media. We even made a Snapchat. I don't think it's, but we on there, Big and Lazy and everything, man. And people, I be out in the public and I be like plugging my shit. I'm like, hey, man, follow me on. I think they trying to show me up. Are you on YouTube? We on everything, my boy.
Come on, man.
Are you, I don't even listen to Spotify. We on there too. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So,
did you look?
Yeah.
Like, come on now. Like, man, people be crazy.
So, what y'all been up to musically as far as like
studio every day, you feel me?
Working every day.
Media day. Trying to put more music out for us, trying to for me lock in interviews, just trying to put ourselves out there more. Yeah. You feel me?
Oh, that's what's up. Do y'all got any performances coming up or any?
No, we had something going in Orlando, Florida, but you know, all the hurricane stuff hit. I'm hoping that it come through, but if not, then you know, we'll book some more other shows. But right now, we just kind of building and getting, you know, signing everybody and getting everybody on the right track, dropping their videos, getting them built, you know, building their own image and brand so people can follow them and get them their money, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was you about to say?
I said facts, but you feel me? Me personally, I just want to, you feel me, grow as an artist, feel me, grow the label too. You feel me? Like, so we gotta, like, I put this. We just trying to put 4C on the city, like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we trying to be the map of the city.
Love accounting.
So how many artists y'all got on the label so far? Like, who?
Five.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who all is, you know?
Right now we got Lil' K, 4C Pac-Man, 4C DK,
4C J-Mo,
and Sluggo Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Slug, the girl?
Nah, he's a dude.
Oh, okay, because nah, no lie, because we got an interview with a girl called Montana, and she actually, okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Nah, I don't know.
She just Montana? Dropped the Montana.
Susie Montana? No, that's something else. That's something like that.
She just dropped the project, Lady Skyface, Skyface of the female Skyface of the city, with Eric J now.
I ain't never heard of her.
Yeah, she's pretty dope, man.
I look up for real. Mm-hmm. I support every artist.
So what made you get into the music? How long you been doing music in?
Okay, so I started off when I was 16. I had like me and my sister would always freestyle, you feel me? So I would let her hear one of my songs, like hear some of my like freestyle type shit. So she was like, she's really fuck with me. So like, I'm gonna take this shit to the studio. After that, you feel me? I would just go into the studio, feel me? But I wasn't dropping nothing. I was just trying to, you feel me? Like, wait until I know, like, I got the right voice type shit. So, you feel me? I was taking breaks. So, really, really, I really started rapping, like, about a year ago. And then, after me and Pac-Man met up, shit went, like, it was rising.
So, what, like, you say when you met him, like, it took off. Like, what was it? Like,
after I met him, yeah. I figured out he produced, he engineered, of course, shot videos. And then, like, he shot my videos called Let's Be For Us on YouTube. So,
all right. That song.
So, after that, we had locked in. After that day, he shot my video, we had locked in. Then, like, about a month ago, you sent me?
Yeah.
About a month ago, you sent me. I didn't even know he had a label until about a couple months ago. So. Yeah. He would always be like, look, hey, let me sing, let me manage you. And I ain't feel me. I thought he was just playing, but then he was dead. So I see, shit, we was talking for about a minute. So he signed me, feel me?
That's what's up. So, like, what were some of your influences like? You know, if you compare, like, your style or your flow to anybody mainstream, you know, anybody, who would it be? Like, who would you?
I say Polo G and Mixable Lil Papa.
I fuck with Polo G, man. Remember they was calling him Piano G for a minute? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was trying to throw some shade at him, yo.
I fuck with Polo G. Lil Poppy, I ain't hip to him. I try to stay hip with the music, though, but it's so many. It's, you know, so many rappers. And you know what I mean?
Yep. He signed to CMG, I think.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, I think so.
Ah, okay.
He's hard, though. I'll give him his props.
Nah, he's hard.
Yeah, he's hard. And Polo G is, too, but, like, he just got to stay out the bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, as most rappers do.
Not
real talk. It's kind of dangerous being a rapper, man.
Yeah, that's why I try to keep the team focused and try to keep us together.
You feel me? I'd rather be a rapper than trap, you feel me?
Yeah, like, real talk. Right.
The only thing about being a rapper and being a trapper, I ain't gonna worry about police. I'm making illegal money.
Mm-hmm.
And you,
all
and
the
you,
other niggas that won't kill me type shit, I'm used to it. Like, oh, well, fuck them. I'm gonna still make his money at the end of the day.
Right.
You feel me? Bills gotta get paid at the end of the day. Fuck it.
Facts.
So. Anybody in the city, any particular, like anybody in your city, like in the city that you want to work with, or like that's on your, you know, wish list to work with?
Jack Harlow.
Jack, okay, there you
Jack
go.
Jack Harlow.
Man, so Jack, if you watching He's this, hard. Man, get huh?
He's hard.
I fuck with Jack, man.
Jack.
I fuck mm-hmm. with him.
So what's the, so how can they get in, like, how can they get in touch with you? How can they if they wanted a feature or
hit Pac-Man. I ain't responding to
OC Pac-Man.
I ain't responding to
Don't
you.
DM him. Hit
I'm
me.
I'm gonna tell you hit Pac-Man. Don't
Instagram.
Don't hit me.
It's in his bio.
Cause I'm already doing too much. Don't hit me, bro. I only like to be on Instagram. If I wasn't rapping, I would not have an Instagram page. I'm gonna be real.
For real.
Why is that?
Shit, I don't like the social media. Like, I don't post. Like, I'm not the type. I'm a private dude. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'm a private person. So I don't really like to show what I'm doing, where I'm at. You feel me? Showing my club, none of that shit. Like, I'm a private dude. Like, I only like to go out parties. I'm in the house or working at the studio.
Real talk, bro. Like, I ain't gonna say I'm that private, but I don't really like, I don't like the club. I ain't just standing around and just, and you go to the club like, and you, it's just standing around this meme mugging niggas, bro. Like, that's
man, all day, like, and looking at they bitch, like, that's what I was experiencing at this, at the party last night in K-State.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy, man.
What party was it?
It wasn't a party. It was a Rob 49's performance. I don't know his name. Something Boogie from Memphis.
Boogie.
Hey, Boogie. Boogie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Him.
Is it A Boogie or Big Boogie?
Not Big Boogie. A Boogie's from New York.
No. Oh, okay. See, I was, it was him. Then a couple of niggas from Louisville, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really fuck with them like that, but they was performing and shit.
What part of Louisville y'all from? What part of the city?
I'm from 24th.
West End. West End?
25th and Greenwood.
Both of y'all from 24th?
25th and Greenwood.
Ah, okay. What part of 24th you from? This
24th and Magazine, 600 block.
Ah, okay.
Tatted on my hands.
Madison, you fuck with the Madison guys?
Madison, a little bit. I ain't gonna cap to you. I don't fuck with them niggas. They throw it off. They better get the fuck away on somewhere, bro.
Yeah.
They better go on somewhere. They be on bullshit. Be 100.
So, would you say...
Envious.
Like,
Envious.
Envious?
That's why a lot of niggas in Louisville, is just a lot of niggas around that way, I can't even just say Louisville, around the niggas in that area are just envious for no reason when they could win too.
You'd be surprised, man, the secret feelings, man. You'd be surprised, like, and it takes a fallout. You know, when it'd be a small fallout, but people say, I said it out of anger. An angry person and a drunk person to tell the truth, bro.
Tell the fucking truth, man.
Tell the God out of the truth.
Not real shit, like, because a nigga gonna spread out all his secret feelings, like, once. That's like showing your true colors.
True colors.
Once you tell me how you really feel when you mad at me, we have a stage out.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I know what you want. I know what your intentions was towards me.
The whole time.
So now it's fuck you.
Right, and I'm at the age, man. I'm like, I'm kind of glad that fall out. Because if you don't like me,
I love that shit.
Man. Right, if you don't like me, if you don't feel away, get away from me.
Get
bro.
The
like,
fuck on somewhere.
Yeah, fuck on.
Like,
I don't
keep calling me. Why you coming to real? Like, what the fuck is, like, if you ain't trying to, like, build nothing, get gone. I respect what you're saying.
Okay, so I'm going to ask y'all this. Could y'all, if you got an op, I'm not saying you got an op, but if you got somebody you don't fuck with, could y'all, like, look past it to come together to get some legal money, like get some legal, you know.
It honestly depends what are we beefing about.
Yeah.
I done heard it.
Because different hoods, that ain't shit. That ain't too much to me.
That ain't too much.
But if you like trying to slam me on the piss, I'll never forgive you because, like, I know. How am I supposed to know that you're not going to do that shit again? You're not going to try shit again.
Come on now.
So, I can never forgive you for that.
Preach.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check. And it's the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Flir, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map. Right. So I'm going to ask y'all this. How do y'all feel about the Memphis, the CMG, and the... Y'all following the Dolph trail? Y'all following?
I fucked with Dolph. I'm a Leo, too, so, you know, I fucked with Dolph. But, like, it's just, I try to stay out of it.
Uh-huh.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm real.
I stay out of it.
I'm the same way, man. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I ain't listen to neither one of them. I listen to Dolph, but it ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right. I'm at the age now, like, if I ain't, I don't see how niggas picking sides in a rap beat. That's some corny shit.
Corny cover, shit. Mm-hmm. They ain't got no life.
That's some lame shit, like,
they ain't got no life.
And it be the older niggas too, man. It be the
just trolls. Just trolls.
That's what they doing.
Mm-hmm. Just trolling. Like, I'm with CMG. I'm with, what's a PRE? What's it? Is that PRE? Building? PRE?
Yeah, yep. Pay Right Empire.
Nah.
But I listen to Golf. I listen to Gotti. Like, I ain't got no sides. I ain't got no affiliation. A nigga called me. I thought the nigga was playing. He said, yeah, man, we don't fuck with God. He's a joke. I'm like, it's Dolph Land. It's Dolph World over here. I'm like, bro, are you serious?
Oh, man, what the fuck?
R.I.P. him.
Yeah,
R.I.P. him, but man, that ain't your beef.
That ain't my beef. I don't know. I'm from Wolf.
Whoever did that is not from the streets. A real street nigga's not finna get nobody else's beef. You know better.
Man,
you know, ain't nobody gonna ride for you, but your niggas, your gang, you know better.
Like, bro, nah, real shit.
You. I don't know where the camera's at. You.
All right, man, the world would be a lot better place if people didn't pick sides and some shit.
That's just silly.
With them, man.
All that congregating and shit. If you can't handle the beef on your own, stay the fuck away from it. Stay out the fire. Like, I handle every beef I have on my own if I got to. Mm-hmm. I don't need nobody. But niggas will try to just gather people together and around and, you know, to go against you. It's to show how powerful you are. So if you going through that, you powerful.
Nah, really, it can be me against the world for all I care.
Facts.
EBK.
I'm with him, though.
What's EBK stand for?
Everybody killer. But it means, to me, it means like, I go against the world, just me.
Yeah.
Facts.
What was that? Would you destroy the world to save yourself? What was that, a poem? It was, I forgot what it was called. It was, it's pretty deep, man. It was in The Art of War. It was a Chinese person that wrote it, but I can't think of it. So how y'all been keeping up with the trial?
Which one? The YSL trial?
That one and the Young Dolph murder trial.
I
swear, I don't really be keeping up with none of that shit because I know it's fake. I got real life. I got kids. Uh-huh. I got a label to run. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody got time to be in the day bullshit because that ain't doing nothing but distract hours, minutes, seconds, running past. I could have signed another deal. Could have got a loan from the bank. Could have, you know what I'm saying? All kind of shit could have been done within the minutes that I'm sitting there into this nigga's trial, knowing that they finna fuck him over anyway.
So, right, and me focusing on that, what is that doing me? What is me keeping up with y'all trial is doing for me? That ain't making me no money. No profit, no type of shit. Like, that ain't growing my fan base. So I don't give a fuck.
Real tall nigga could have went to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that trial.
I'm on the fence about it. I don't keep with track of every day and everything. But, you know, being in the media, you keep it real. You know what I mean? I keep a little bit, but I'm not. I know Diddy, his ass is done. They didn't came out.
I do follow academics.
Huh?
I do follow academics, so I see that shit, but other than that,
I follow the media page too.
Yeah.
I see all of it, but I don't pay attention to it. Like,
I thought it was just him and a bunch of guys, but he said he didn't brought kids. Like, one of the victims was a 9-year-old kid, bro.
It's
like,
over for him. He's done. He's
done. I ain't heard that part. That's sick.
Yeah, it is sick as fuck.
Laugh at that. I'm laughing at the other just like him, period. But nah, that's sick, man. Just stay away from children, bro. You niggas are sick. I mean, people who do that shit. Sick.
Like, definitely, brother. Like,
sick, bro. I got kids.
They should be stoned, man. You know what I mean?
Like, real in the middle of the city, and so everybody to see, because that shit ain't right. But I heard they're going to do something in Louisiana about castrating them.
Oh, really?
And I think they should do that everywhere. Because, like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's grown women out here, ugly females. I ain't trying to say it like that. God don't make ugly, but.
Some niggas is ugly out here.
Yeah, niggas.
Some niggas just smack. Like,
some niggas do be smacked.
Yeah.
Real talk, but like, I'm telling you, it's somebody for everybody, bro. If these type of women is turning you down, shit, go find somebody else. Or, man, go to Pornhub, bro. Leave these kids a fuck alone, bro. That shit's trifling and sick, bro. Like, I got kids.
What made you have attention towards kids? That's the most weirdest shit.
Man, weird as fuck.
And that
bro.
Shit don't get no, like, you can lock a nigga up for 20, 30 years. Like, you wired different, bro. I don't go, you know what I mean?
Man.
You wired. They ain't no rehabilitation or
none
of
that shit. They gonna get out and do the same shit. Like, bro, they need to be killed. Castrated like Louisiana, stone.
Mm-hmm. I never mess with somebody over 2 years younger than me. No more.
Gnosis. I do the same thing. I swear I was the only person to do that shit. I'm like 2 years on that.
2 years if younger than me. Hell no.
Gnosis.
You say what?
2 years younger.
2 years younger. That's it.
Oh, man.
I'm 26 now, so you got to be 24.
My homie, he said the formula is half your age plus seven. Nice. So I'm 34, so that'd be 24 for me. But I ain't gonna lie to you. In mid-20s, I'm having my way with them.
Mid-20s, yeah. Mid-20s is straight, but like
still grown.
Like at my age, like I would, like this one 18-year-old, she was 19. She was a work colleague, and I was talking to her and stuff and everything, but like I ain't really like want to get serious with her. Mom, dad, I know, like my dad had died, and I know how I felt, and I understand she was going through stuff, and I didn't want to take advantage of. I know at that age, the mind is not developed, so.
Right.
I'm not messing with no girl under 24, because like I know at that age it's childish. When I get like 30 something, if a 24-year-old or 25-year-old come along or something, it's cool. But at this age, like 24 is capped, and it's gonna be capped at 24 for the rest of my life. Type shit.
I'll joke to say about 25, 26 is my bottom, because them young ones is nuts, bro. Said, their mind they develop it, and they just can't have some shit. You just I'm cool. You ain't about to be threatening me and be outside in the bushes.
Putting shit in my tank.
I ain't got time for that shit, bro. Like,
nigga busting my tires all this shit.
Bro. Like, it's nothing you can really do, though, at that point either. It's like, damn, if I go get this bitch locked up or if I go fucking do something, like, you don't want to get your sister to beat her up or nothing, like.
You ain't got to have my sister beat that bitch up.
Yeah. Oh, you can't have that shit, boy. When you have kids. So serious. Nah, real talk. I already know. Yeah, facts.
Do y'all run into, like, how's the dating scene? Like, how is it, like, do y'all run into, like, a lot of cash out queens? How y'all feeling, right? You know what I mean? Like.
What you mean by that?
You know, like, cash out queens. Like, cash out be this, cash out.
Oh, no. Nah. My girlfriend don't be asking me for too much, but if she need me, she know I get her. Like, a spoiler type shit.
I'm single.
She out of me. I got a girl,
That's what's up, right? How long y'all been together?
About a year, about 2 months, I want to say.
That's what's up, man.
Good shit.
So you found your solid one, huh?
Yeah, that's my girl.
That's what's up, bro.
That's my lady. Good. That's good.
How's the single life treating you?
It's straight. I do what I want when I want type shit. I don't got nobody holding me down, bring me down, because I got business to handle.
Yeah.
And I got kids, so they take up most of my time. I wake up in the morning, I get straight to work with this forever accountant if I ain't got my kids. You know, if I got my kids, soon as we make eye contact, it's over.
Yeah.
You know, I got to take, you know, it's over. I got to be a dad for the rest of the day, so.
So what, the last time you was here, did you have the record label?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
that was the sweat I handed you.
Uh-huh. So what was the process of getting that record label started? Like, what's the process of?
Well, when I started, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I've been wanting to start a record label for the longest, like, years and years for some odd reason. And, like, when I was locked up and shit, when I was doing state time, I was getting books and stuff sent to me. I was learning Spanish, and I was learning how to build a record label. Having my granddaddy, he was sending this, rest in peace. I was having him send in stuff to me, like, print it out and send it to me. Because it depends on what facility you at, what requirements they have, if you can send books, a hard copy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I was studying that. And then when I got out, I met some people and they was trying to help me. And then, I don't know, it was a whole bunch of BS to happen between 2019 and 2022. But like in September 2022, I manned up and went ahead and started the business.
Mm-hmm.
With the help of the city, though.
What you mean by help of the city?
Like, they be having resources for people, especially black people, that, like, to make sure you know exactly what you're doing, what you're getting into, everything you need to start a business, all the, you know, opportunities. And then, you know, you build from that, because they'll start and you build contacts through the city, because they already got all the contacts. And man, you start building, you got all your contacts, people calling you from different numbers, different type of Zoom meetings and stuff. Now you're doing business. So that's pretty much how the process was for me starting the Forever Accountant and stuff. And so, and my uncle's a big time manager too. Like he used to work with Static Major and stuff. I just like, he's in more of the boom bap rap and stuff like that.
What you mean by that?
You know, like Benny the Butcher.
Yeah.
Like the boom bap type of hip hop.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh. He's like in more of that lane.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I fuck with Benny the Butcher. I like bar for bar, like, ain't too many people fucking with Benny the Butcher.
I fuck with Benny Butcher. For
him to sell the niggas is hard, man.
Yeah.
They got a female rapper called Love the Genius.
Mm.
She's hard, man.
Mm.
Love the Genius, but she spell it seven.
I'm about to tap in.
Uh-huh. Love the Genius, man. Tap in with her. So, man, so I'm going to ask you, man. So somebody come to you, man, and the world depends on it. You got a blank check. But I need a fire track. A blank check. You can have one feature and one a producer. Who you coming with? It could be past, present, you know. Give me one artist and producer to hop in on the track with you just to give
a... I gotta say, I'm going to have to go with Zaytoven as my producer. Me and Polo will make a hit.
Yeah.
Me and Polo G will make a hit. Or Rod Wave. I fuck with Rod Wave.
I had my wild Rod Wave run, but...
He's just kind of too emotional for me.
Yeah, I just shed too many tears fucking with him.
Man, I swear,
He's hard. When you're going through a rough time, that's who I for me listen to. Right. Unless I go to the studio myself and make some sad music and tell them what niggas what I'm going through, personal type shit.
You ever broke down and cried? Y'all ever broke down and cried off the right way?
Nah.
I done broke down a time or two. Like, at first, that ghetto gospel, man. I don't laugh at it because I think I didn't shed tears, nigga. I didn't... Especially if liquor got into me, boy. Oh, man. At first, it was a green light. The one he was on, he was talking. That little nigga was talking some shit, boy. Like, he was a...
Nah, real talk. It's hard to forget he's a young nigga, the way he be talking, though. He got old soul.
Nah, real shit.
Real
he's,
talk.
He's good at what he do. I just don't listen to him. It's too emotional for me.
Like,
I had to learn the hard way, you know what I'm saying? As a man, people don't care about you, regardless. Like, all that emotional shit, like people don't care. Like, unconditionally, we don't get love like pets and children.
No, my women, they tell me that every day. When you a man, they don't give a fuck about you. You on your own.
You on your own.
Real talk.
You find your real ones, you need to stick to them, though. Like, glue. Because them is going to be the realest people you ever meet. You never going to meet no real people like that. The universe will drop them off. People will take advantage, steal from them, do dirt. And they lose it. And they wonder why their life is all fucked up.
You real talk, like the love, like women and children, even said pets are love unconditionally. Like, man is almost love on what can they provide. Like, what can, you know.
It's new age.
So. Nigga, I just had to put my pet down. My dog of 11 years, man.
Hate that shit, man.
You talking about? I was talking all that shit. I ain't gonna cry, man. I was.
I'm gonna cry like a motherfucker with my dog.
What kind of dog you got?
Pit bull.
Yep, I had a pit bull. I had a. She had a cat, nigga. She had a tumor on the ass about the size of an apple, bro. Like, it was red and everything. Like, she was all fucked up. Like,
I had a pit bull too. That nigga was slow though. Like,
you mean he was slow?
I was like, mentally, he had like
was he
special
inbred?
Needs.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was about him, bro.
But
I got a little Shih Tzu now.
I really?
The pit bull was slowing him up. I don't know what about him.
What kind of Shih Tzu you got? Female?
Male.
Because I'm looking, my granny got a Shih Tzu and she's looking to breed her. She had a full blooded Shih Tzu. I'm looking to breed. So tell me, man, what can we expect from 4C and like in the neck? Where y'all see yourself in like 3 years, man? What's the short term?
Rich as hell.
Rich as fuck.
Keep in mind, for manifesting this work, manifesting the label, like going up, like hopefully, shit, if everybody come together and everybody get real focused, no bullshit, we'll be out this motherfucker in a year. Next month, last couple thing. Months.
We got too much talent, like
too much.
Like him already. He was just on Say Cheese. Like less than a week ago, right?
About two
weeks.
Nah, was it
he
a
was
week?
Just a week.
About a week.
It was
ago.
A week
yeah,
ago. Yeah,
Cheese.
It was a week ago.
Innocence. Rapping. He had his music video on Innocence. Posted on there. He did over 100K.
No shit.
Yeah, like people's on there hating. I ain't gonna lie. I was on there clapping back for my yeah. Like, nah.
Hey, I got. I'll be having time, hard. Bro. If you gonna hate him, I got something to say about your bitch ass.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
My brother.
That the song you sent me.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we ain't got the head, but we usually, you know, it runs on in. But it'll be at the beginning of this episode. We'll use it.
I feel like I feel like I got some hits rolling down. They'll take.
Yeah, hits. Man.
I got some hits. They'll take the shit off. Like,
that's what I thought.
And
it's say cheap.
It's work ethic is on.
And then J-Mo, shout out to J-Mo. So
shout out Fosse J-Mo. Fosse,
he got hits too. He's hard as hell. We gonna have to bring him on next time.
I'm coming on next time. Bring him. I don't know if I'm gonna bring them on individually, each of them to get their own, and then we all gonna come on together. It's one. I think it would be hard to do, but I gotta have a discussion with the team. team. Because, mm-hmm. like, it ain't one of them labels like, oh, you just do what I tell you to do. Nah, we have meetings every week where we, like,
every Thursday.
Yeah, every Thursday.
Every Friday studio session.
Every Friday studio session and stuff. We be putting in this work. And he's, like my brother said, he's always putting in work. He's there every day. Even if I'm there on a Monday or Tuesday or something, he's in the studio putting in work. We up late night. What was that, like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock?
I came to you about 5 p.m. We ain't listening.
Man, the studio, because my computer had messed up and deleted a lot of my files, but I had to pay to get it back, and I did. But, like, we was up late. He stayed, was patient. We got that shit done, though. Late, he's putting in work. He could have been out like, nah, fuck it, it's a Friday. I'm trying to go out, turn up. You know what I'm saying? He's putting in work in the studio. Like, he ain't, you feel me? Like, he's doing what he got to do to fulfill his dream.
To succeed, yeah.
That's the part, like.
So is everybody else.
Consistency is the key, man. You got to grind, like. Like you said, Friday, like you could be smoking blunts late up with a bit, but I know I'm in the studio working, bro. Like, yeah. you got to put yourself, separate yourself from people. You know what I mean? That work ethic, man. The consistency, that cheat code everybody's looking for is consistency.
That's
man.
All it is.
Consistency
is key.
Like, we record on Sundays, man. Like, I done had times. I done pass up on Sunday dinners, the Dirt Bowl, my homie threw a yacht party.
Okay? Oh, he's cold.
So, yeah, consistency is the key, man. Like, so you say you picked another platform. Well, you picked us on another platform. Like, you can't appreciate that to the bottom of my...
It wasn't nothing towards them.
Yeah.
Right. I would just rather be here. No disrespect.
No disrespect. Take it, man. We don't offer a service. We don't charge. We ain't trying to bust niggas' heads. I think we got good quality, man. Good vibe.
Great quality.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Cold waters, cameraman shots.
Man, everything.
Good comfy couch, man. And I don't know, some people just, I don't know. It's a blessing, man. But, some people,
Opportunity.
Yeah.
Can't forget that. It's a lot of people that watch this platform. Even though they might not speak out, they might not comment and shit, it's people that watch this platform.
Right. You're right about that.
Because everybody won't be on here. It's a reason why everybody won't be on here. Because everybody's watching it, but they might watch it from somebody else's phone. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Niggas got to get out their way.
Yeah, bro.
That's all.
It's a lot of that, man. It's a lot of, like, damn, boy, you can support us, man.
You can support. Like, it ain't going to hurt you.
Uh-huh. It's some person.
You're not
gonna, nigga. We didn't charge you to get on our platform, but you gonna charge me to get on your nigga.
That's silly shit.
That's silly,
man.
Shit right now.
That's silly. That's like when niggas be trying to get free studio time, but I got bad weed from them. Like, come on, nigga. Plus, I'm giving you low prices, and like you charging me what you charge everybody else for the weed, but I'm throwing you deals that I don't, throw for everybody else to come to the studio. You can't pay for it. It's crazy, but I don't argue with niggas.
Nah, you can't, man.
I don't argue with nobody. No females, no niggas, no kids. That's just childish.
And your price or whatever you're doing in life, the people that your clientele that you want ain't gonna complain about your price.
Right,
right.
The clientele that whatever you selling or whatever you got, whatever service you offer, the clientele that you want ain't gonna complain about the price. So what was y'all favorite episode? What was y'all? Besides the one you was on, like, what was your favorite episode like?
I'll be honest, I like this one episode that you had. What was it? It was Area 502. I like that one.
Oh, that was dope. Yeah,
I like Area 502. I liked
this one that you ready to drop with us, and it's gonna be my favorite episode.
I definitely still like that one we did.
Bro, I can shout out to my auntie. She was on her Tiff Bird.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Shout out to her. She
came with the liquor. We tested her.
Did y'all do Dog Life yet?
Yep. We ain't dropped yet, though. But
okay, because I was going to say, I want to see that. I was been waiting on that one. Dog Life, he's hard.
We just did his, but we got to do a little editing, put a little spin on it. But
it was some other people. It was some white dudes that had a clothing brand or some sneakers or something. Yep, I like that one. I don't remember that. It was a bunch of people. I be seeing them. Yeah, they be. Hey, it's a lot of people. I'd be like, man, it can't be no way that everybody ain't seeing this. You know what I'm saying? They got to be a reason that people want to get on this platform, bro. Stop hating.
Man, stop hating, man. Hating's hard work, man.
It's hard work. It takes more energy. It takes more energy to hate something than to love something, man. Give somebody a hug. Go to your close relative. Get a hug. Get some good energy.
Do y'all play basketball?
Shit, we were just talking about in the studio.
Man, I swear, I'm gonna take these niggas
to the court and drag all day.
They actually having a, I don't know if they still doing it. I ain't seen nothing about it, but the 502 sneaker plug, the The young white dudes, they have like a 303 basketball tournament for cash.
When is it?
I don't know. I would have to look
into
it.
We might get into that. I ain't going to lie. Just to represent for the brand. Like, just, I ain't even. Because like, I told these niggas, I'm like, look, I'm going to sign us up for the Dirt Bowl next year. They're like, we going to lose.
Yeah?
I ain't going to lie.
We going to lose like they're like, we going to lose like a motherfucker. But I ain't going to cap. I'm hard, though. Like, I ain't going to lie. I ain't one of them cocky niggas, but like, I don't lose. I don't like losing. I'm going to do everything I can to not lose.
Did you ever, y'all play in high school? Did y'all play?
I ain't gonna lie. I had played in high school, but like I was in like alternative schools and in camps and shit. Yeah. So I never got to play regular. I played high school football and then, but I was always in trouble.
Were you in the Bluegrass down in Academy down in Frankfort? My cousin went there with you.
No, I was locked up by Cincinnati in this place called Campbell County. Mm-hmm. Northern, it was in Crittenden County, Kentucky. I done been all around. I done been in LaGrange, been in camps and stuff. So I was playing like with them and stuff. Cause like in high school, only chance I had to play was sophomore year. I played high school football. It was fun, but I was Shawnee.
Oh, okay,
I'm a Shawnee.
I played AAU. But nigga, I ain't never scored a point, no, none of it. Shit is not for me. Then I went to freshman year of high school. I tried out for that motherfucker, but like, I had a job. I lost my job. I'm trying to try out for the basketball team. And nigga, I ain't even make the team. I said, what the fuck kind of shit is that?
Yeah.
Waste of time, bro.
Yeah. You didn't score a point the whole AAU season, man?
Hell nah, I ain't scored no point, bro.
But you ain't got to be a top scorer. You can be the rebound. You can be the assist. You can be setting the hard screens. That's why I was. I said a hard. I'm a dirty player.
On the play, I was just too nervous. I was just too nervous.
They tried to put me in.
What that was. I was just too nervous to. I'm just playing in front of everybody. I was just too nervous to play like that.
I respect it.
But then it's crazy because when I perform, I ain't nervous at all.
That's because it's your true calling.
I'm not nervous at all.
It's hard.
I was nervous playing basketball too, bro. Like I can play football, but basketball I wasn't really good at it. But I would just be. All over the game, you know what I mean? All over the goddamn place.
I love football. I was always cold at football. Oh, where was my sport? Little league and shit. I played for the Jets. Yeah, I played for the Jets. I cheated 1 year though.
You cheated?
What
you
mean? I was so cold they needed me to play.
So how'd you cheat?
I was in high school. Like it was my freshman year. Yeah. I didn't get to play because they ain't let me play on the team. I was so bad.
You was playing against the little league nigga when you was in high school?
I was 14. But it was other niggas. It was one nigga that played, bro. He was like 17, bro. I'm like, damn.
What the kind of shit is that?
Yes,
oh, for the Jets?
Yeah. No, not for the Jets, somebody else. I was only 14, but I wasn't like big or nothing.
So
like
you telling me you was running over 10 and 9 year olds at 14?
Nah, I was running over 12, 13, but and 14 because like some people could be eligible if they was in the right grade. Yeah. Like I was in the right like.
Was you the right size at least?
Yeah, I was the right size. I ain't gonna count.
I was smaller than a lot of people.
So who? So how many years you played with the Jets?
About how long? One season.
You know my brother, Baby Joe? Well, he played for the Jets. Baby. He might have been. He was a little older than you. How you say he's 26? Well, he'd have been 30 this year. Because
I played for the Redskins, the Yellow Jackets and shit.
Uh-huh.
I played for the Jaguars, but shit, I ain't never go practice.
The Jaguars?
It was too hot. Not real shit.
Did that practice out there at Shawnee?
Yeah, it was, I don't even remember. Like I was young, bro. Like,
yeah.
My mama always be like, son, you don't go to practice? I'd be like, nah, that's how that's at. She ain't need for it. It's okay.
They used to make me go practice.
Practice makes perfect, man.
Not real talk, bro. I ain't gonna lie. When I played for the Jets, though, like, I wasn't really trying to play. I went to Chicago and everything. You feel me? Be with my daddy for the summer and my family and shit. And they was calling. Like, somehow they got my Nana's number in Chicago. Like, she'll tell you. They was calling her. They was like, Pat, man, we need you, man. When you gonna come back? When you gonna come back?
You from Chicago?
Like half and half. My daddy's side, my whole daddy's side's from Chicago. My whole mama's side's from Louisville. So I grew up in both. Like literally, like 1 minute I'm here, next minute I'm there. Like I ain't know the difference between Louisville and Chicago until I was like 8 years old. And we moved there finally, type shit.
Mm-hmm.
We moved there.
You from Louisville? You born and raised?
Born and raised.
That's what's up, man. You ever see yourself moving out? Like, And where, like, where would you see yourself, like, moving to? Like, what's your...
Probably Houston, Texas, for real. I want my whole, like, I want my whole family to go to Houston, Texas.
Houston.
I know my granny ain't going to want to go nowhere. She don't even want to move out the West End, so I know her ass ain't going that far.
My buddy said, I got a buddy, he stays down there now. He just started a podcast, actually. I would shout it out, but I forgot the name of it. But he moved down to Houston a couple of years ago. Shout out. And he said, that's, man, so many opportunities down there. And I got another buddy, he moved out of... Like, out of high school, he moved down there for about 6 years, 7 years, but he came back here and started a family. He said, man, if it wasn't for my family, I'd still be in Houston. He said, Houston, there's so many opportunities and shit.
Yeah,
man.
So I bet it is a bunch of opportunities
the
down
black
there.
Culture.
Mm-hmm. And I would still have a house down there, and I would still have a house in love, because man. This is all I know. Like, it's still my city at the end of the day.
Yeah. Something you come back to.
Right.
So y'all say y'all get a dirty boat team?
No, I was just playing. I was playing around with these niggas because they was like, "Bro, we'll lose." Like I'm like, "Man, I play. We can hoop. I'm
gonna put us in the dirt boat.
Like,
bro.
We gonna get blown out." And I'm like, "Nah."
Because it's real deal hoopers out there, man. It's
the everyday life hoopers type shit.
Yeah, it's the baller's life still, you know, training 6 days a week and shit like that.
I broke both of my shoulders.
That's so many blacks for that
You
shit.
Broke both of your shoulders?
I got shot in my back and one came through my shoulder. Then I got to a car accident on this side and it broke. Like my muscle tore and everything.
Ooh.
Ripped in half type shit. That's why, like, if I take out my shirt, you'll see, like, a lump in my shoulder. Mm-hmm. It's ugly as fuck, but, like, man.
Nigga, I fell out the shower last August. Like Scooby-Doo, nigga. I stepped out the shower and just both legs just whoop.
Did you tell your AC joint or something?
Nah, my Achilles right here.
The AC joint.
Yeah, the AC joint.
That's what I did, too. That's why it's like, bro, I broke the bone, I tore the joint. I broke the joint, everything was just all fucked up.
Damn, you was reckless.
Yeah, I was reckless. I ain't gonna lie.
Broke a bone.
I was on my way to a play, man. It was rushing me.
So I'm gonna ask y'all this, man. What motivation, like, before we get out of here, like, what motivation would y'all have, or what line would y'all have to, like, an up and coming artist, or, you know, somebody entrepreneur?
Right. Let's get serious right here. Mm-hmm. Don't never let nobody hold you back, bro. Like, if you rapping and you got niggas in your ear telling you, like, you ain't hard or something, or this shit's a waste of your time, because I done had motherfuckers tell me that all the time, like, you wasting your time. See, and me knowing,
really?
Me, to keep me going, yeah, for real. I still get that to this day, like, seriously. But at the end of the day, why am I not stopping my life? Why is it not clicking in my head that I need to stop rapping? That's because I see the vision. People don't see my vision. That's why I don't share people. Like, I'm gonna do this when I get rich. Like, that's why I don't share people, because I know they're gonna try to turn me down. You feel me? So, with that being said, don't let nobody hold you back. Don't let nobody get in your ear. Do you. Do what you wanna do at the end of the day.
You heard him. Do you, man. Don't let, like you said, at Vision, only you can see it. I'm like, you're going to be putting in that work. You're going to be making the sacrifices.
And do this for yourself. Don't do it for the females. Do not do it for no females.
Fuck that shit.
That's
lame, bro.
Right. Do it for your family. Like, but at the end of the day, you got to take care of yourself. Because you all you got at the end of the day.
All you got.
I know a nigga, man, in high school. He played football. Wasn't really good. He was average. But he said he does it for the females. I'm like, bro, that's kind of...
lame.
Yeah, it's kind of corny. I don't know. That's a lot of practicing and sweating and for some.
Yeah, we are men. We gonna want women, but like, man, the shit that y'all do for them is crazy. And then the fact that y'all think that they care about the dumb shit is crazy too.
I can never live with a female if I got shit to do. That's the things about it. Like, I gotta handle my shit first, because I know you gonna chase me if I got it.
Yeah,
but if me laying up with you, I'm passing up opportunities.
Man.
You gonna be going to, I'm gonna pass you up right. Shit, you gonna pass me up just like that.
Bro, I have females that was mad at me because I ain't want to do that shit. Like, if you don't take your ass on, like, go on. I don't got time for that shit. I don't want to be laid up and shit. Yeah, it's cool. Sex might be cool and shit. It might be good. But, like, I got shit to do. I can't just do this all day, every day for the rest of my life.
Right.
And go to work and shit. What the fuck type of life is that? My mind couldn't even, like, comprehend living like that. I wouldn't be able to. I'd kill myself living like that. I'd be, like, 40 old, but, like, fuck it.
I'd kill myself. Like, being broke was, like.
Real talk. Like,
being broke,
that's a sad life.
Nah, being broke is really a sad life. Like, you got so much going through your head. Like, like, how did I let myself get to this?
Come on now.
I feel myself going a little thin up top, and I'm thinking about don't know. I ain't gonna be able to take it.
And I was just saying, I was just joking. Don't kill yourself. It's not worth it. I was just saying, I wasn't literally saying to kill myself, but like, don't ever kill yourself. That's just worthless. Fuck whoever don't like you. Fuck them. If somebody did something to you, take care of it or get move on. And you got two choices.
And with the haters, you got haters, bro. Look at their page, bro, and see what the fuck is going on with them.
Come on, bro. They don't.
I promise you, you're going to look past it.
A lot of these people work 9 to 5s. Like, I'm not saying
there ain't nothing wrong with 9 to 5 at the end of the day.
A lot of them will be like working the same position for 5+ years, but you doing your entrepreneur shit, you rapping and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, not because I ain't knocking 9 to 5s, but like, they'll be the ones to knock you, and they ain't even reach manager position. But you sitting here rapping, you gain an intellectual property every time you drop a song. And a lot of artists don't understand that shit. Every song you drop is intellectual property. That's property you can own forever, which will collect royalties. I said it on a song I did with my nigga Fo-C-J-Mo. Mm-hmm. I'm still getting paid for songs I did in 2017 because I did the proper steps and stuff, which my uncle put me up on game about a lot of stuff, ASCAP and BMI and all that stuff, and registering your songs. A lot of niggas don't do that shit. That's why I'm getting all forever counting all the way together.
You 10 steps ahead of these niggas.
Yeah, there's some niggas that's 10 steps ahead too. I don't knock them. I'm one of them niggas that don't hate. If you 10 steps ahead, I want you to be there. But like, I'm probably 10 steps more ahead. But still, like, I like for everybody to win. You know what I'm saying? If you with me, you gonna win. Like, I'm gonna make sure you win. I'll sacrifice my winning just for you to win. Like,
and that's real shit.
Real shit. Like, cause like, at the end of the day, we all want to enjoy life, and a lot of niggas enjoy just wanting to be everything. My enjoyment will just come from loving my children, my family, being successful, and being able to say I did this, I did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Not say it to everybody else, but tell myself, like, I accomplished this, I accomplished that. Fuck what they say. You know what I'm saying? I did this, I did that.
So could you see yourself, you say sacrifices and you want everybody to win, could you be the water boy on a winning team?
Yes, I swear I'd be the funniest water boy. Like, I'd be the nigga making jokes every time, like running up, like making sure everybody's laughing, talking to your mom on the sideline or your dad or whoever's water coming boy, to support you. If I'm the water, like, man. I ain't gonna lie, my mind wasn't on that shit a minute ago. Like my shit was on, oh, I gotta be the star quarterback. But like, growing and developing and having children and shit is like, and the mindset is like, maybe one day you could be. Maybe you got to start as the water boy, like the movie Water Boy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't get to start out the main nigga. Sometimes you got to build and then you become that nigga. You feel me? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
ain't you no. Be the water boy. I see it in your face.
All right, let me. Okay. So being water, that's cool and all. It ain't for me. But at the end of the day, if I know that I have to start out to be a water boy to grow. Okay, yeah. I'll be cool with it. But if I'm just going to be the water boy,
yeah.
I'm not a part of this team.
I respect that. Me too. Fact. No. That's what I hope y'all thought I meant too.
Yeah.
I could start off as a water boy, but like, I level up.
That's not me just being a water boy team. Hell no. Nah. I'm not the quarterback. I'll be the right receiver.
Yeah.
Right. You know what
I mean? But other than that, no.
Third string right receiver?
Nah,
I'm serious. I can be the
second
cowboy, you know. No, just playing my role. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I could be the Draymond Green. You know, I ain't got to be the Steph Curry.
Request a trade.
I can be the Klay Thompson type shit. You feel me? That's just a duo, though.
Yeah.
Anybody in the head, like, that's how we are, though.
Yeah, we
move forward together. Like, ain't nobody ahead of this shit.
We ain't on no stepping stone of this. We just going to build together because it ain't nothing but a bunch of hate. But when you got a bunch of love and a bunch of good energy and move it together, you going to get somewhere. But if you got bunch of love over here, then like one or two niggas is hating and envious, and they bringing an energy down, like they stopping you, they stopping the goal. And that's what I didn't understand a minute ago, fucking around with all them fucking snakes and shit and people that was really envious of me that I thought really loved me, that I really loved. They ain't fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? They just using you for you.
Go ahead.
That's all I have.
Well, what made you like, what was that moment where like you cut that grass or you took the rose cold shades off and seen the snakes? Like, what was that? You ain't gotta go into details.
I don't wanna go into too much detail, but like, it kinda like, it's fucked up. It just happened over time. It's the best way I can explain it, like piece by piece. And it's like, for some reason, I can't forget those pieces.
Okay, when you talking about snakes, are you talking about like what made you peep a snake? Like, is that okay, you got to listen to what everything they say. Like, they can just be on some hating shit. Like, you can just be like, bro, you feel like it? They can just say some slick out the mouth and not even mean to say it, but they really do
mean
it.
That's what they mean.
Right.
That's why I'm going to have to watch you. Like, I can watch the way you move, okay?
I understand that, like, because I had to cut a nigga off. Like, bro, like, you could tell that nigga the best news ever. He'll say, man, I just hit the lottery for $500 million, man.
Hating ass shit, bro.
You gonna have to pay a lot of taxes on that.
What does that got to do with what does that got to do with me winning the lottery? Right.
So
like,
once I heard that type of talk, I gotta watch you.
Everything was negative. Bro.
I cut a nigga off like that immediately. Like, you won't ever hear from me. All pictures deleted, everything. I don't care. Like, I didn't have people call me, oh, you had like a female. So, well, I just want to erase the energy, get the fuck away from, move on with my life. How is that? You feel me? Like,
hey, why the fuck we gotta be female? Yeah, like, damn.
I won't block somebody unless they bothering me. I ain't gonna lie. Right. Like, I will delete all of our everything that we had. I delete all our pictures, everything, just so I ain't gotta look at that shit because it'll bother me. And if anything bothering me, then it's stopping me. It's a roadblock in me progressing. So why would I keep it in my way?
Right, true something, that.
You feel me? Like, it's hard.
And that was just a wonderful conversation we had with y'all. Anything y'all want to plug before we get out of here?
Shit, stream Innocence on YouTube. Shit, follow my Instagram, Lil K. Follow the Forever Count page.
Forever Count.
Shit, tune in with us. We gonna take over the city.
We gonna take over. Let's go.
Oh yeah.
Shout out Lil K. Shout out Foe CJ Mo. Shout out Foe CDK. Shout out Slugger Montana. Shout out the whole team. Shout out Cash Mob and Cash Money and Cash Rick. They hard too.
That song you heard at the beginning, man. That's the song Innocence, man. Go stream that. Download it. Send it to your friend, to your mother, your lover. Share it. Post it on YouTube. Post it on your story. Everywhere, man. Mm-hmm. You can find it everywhere. And we out just like that.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
We are menaces. My circle small, no, I can't hang with niggas. They all throwing off. Got a nerves of her, dang, she act different, but stop showing off. For women get expensive, I can't tell you what this horn costs. Manifest this paper, I'll go
the mega
I'm
lazy.
Trying to escape from my problems, I'm so stressing, though. I ain't in the text to win this beef, I send a message, though. Work a steady feel, I'm not a step though. And all this nigga snake, my mama said I should expect it though. Money costs and clothes with hella hoes, I can get used to this. I can't stay in layup, it's money, I refuse to back. Used to dream about it, I thank God that now I'm viewing it. Can't buy what all my brothers, fuck his life unless my crew in it. Ran around the streets, I made it home like I was innocent. Pray before I left, oh God, forgive me for my sin and shit. And you the one that chose the life never.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls podcast as well as Big and Lazy podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.